And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Corey Sandin is here. Rock Cod Rick Mexa is actually at Adventure in Camping up in Mammoth right now with Dallas and Wyatt. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Hopefully we'll hear from them. But, boy, we have a great show for you today. Breck Giroux from Hogan's Tackle in Dana Point is here. First-timer on Let's Talk Hookup and certainly a fixture in Southern California sport fishing for sure. So it's going to be fun talking to Breck. You stay tuned. Corey and I will be back. Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
The future comes standard at your San Diego County Ford dealers, so swing on by and check out the legendary Ford F-150, the smart and capable Ford Ranger, and the all-new Ford Bronco Sport. New inventory is arriving daily, and your San Diego County Ford dealer is here to help you build and order the truck or SUV of your dreams. Want to make sure you get the right truck to tow your boat? They'll help you order the right configuration to meet your needs. Want to make sure you get the right SUV to haul your gear on your next adventure? They've got you covered there, too. Escape, Edge, Bronco Sport, Explorer, and Expedition. They've got the SUV that's perfect for you. If it isn't on the lot, they'll order it and get you exactly what you need. They want your trade, so swing by your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer or visit buyfordnow.com to see all the great deals. They'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish-finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and it's kind of cool having this guy in the studio.
Yeah, for sure, yeah. And thanks to Corey for recommending, because he's one of your customers, an MC Swimbait customer, right?
Yeah, and just knowledgeable people, an
super
awesome shop, and it just every time I go in there, it's the vibe you want to feel.
Just talking to him, you know, just like he's like a Dana Point icon. Good morning, Breck.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for having me down here.
So Hogan's Tackle's been around. You've been there for a long time.
Next year will be 20 years that we've been around, and it's been quite the experience. So
yeah. And so, what kind of tackle store is Hogan's Tackle?
Well, we're really a little bit of everything. You know, we're a shop that we can get you set up to go surf fishing. You want to go catch a big bluefin tuna, we can do that. We've got a little smattering of freshwater gear, and even all the way up to if you want to go tournament blue marlin fishing, come on in, and from novice to experienced, we'll get you taken care of.
So. There you go. Now, you carry MC Swim Baits, and you said one of your passions is calico bass fishing.
Absolutely. You know, if you can get a good day on the skiff bass fishing here locally when you're not committed and it's not an 18-hour ordeal and it's fun fishing, especially when those fish are aggressive, I think that's as good as it gets.
That's
here.
That's my kind of style right there, right?
Yeah. You ever go fishing with Alex, the sports barber?
It's been a lot of years, but I know Alex very, very well there.
Alex is the master up there.
He loves it.
He knows his stuff.
Loves that zone. It's a good zone, actually.
It's a good zone. When it bites, it's world class up there.
Yeah. Bass capital of the West.
That's right.
That's what Dana Wharf says.
And they're right.
Yeah. A lot of stuff. But you do so much more. We were talking about the Eddie rig this morning, which is like the most
killing me.
kind of ridiculous bluefin lure that's actually working like crazy.
You know what? Ridiculous,
right?
But if it gets bit,
yeah,
I guess we can go with it.
Yeah.
That's right. If it works, you know, by all means, we'll rig it up. We'll put it together for you. But that one's about as simple as it gets. Torpedo sinker, hooks on the bottom, hooks on the top, little tagline so you don't pull your brass eyelets out there. And really old school, but if you don't tell the fish, they'll still eat it.
They'll
just
still
fine.
They'll still eat it. And you have your theory, which I think is the most valid one that I've heard in a long time, is, you know, anybody that dives in the water knows that there's a bioluminescence in the water, of the phytoplankton, sure, are all light up when you stir it up. And that creates this light factor, and that's what keys that tuna in at night on it.
Sure, absolutely. I think that's one of the reasons why you can take that torpedo sinker or big jig or whatever it is, but down there, you know, 300, 400, 500 feet sometimes, you're moving that thing around, dropping it and jigging it. All that stuff's lighting up around it. I think a lot of times that's what that fish is actually seeing and coming in to eat, is it knows there's something there, doesn't know what it is, but, you know, those big bluefin have a big mouth and they swim right towards that. Boom. They bite it.
And you think about it, a sardine swimming through the water column, mm-hmm, is doing exactly that.
Absolutely.
And
there.
Same speed.
Same speed there, and it's just that reactionary bite, so why not? They'll eat a lot of things, I think.
It's the best explanation I've heard, for sure.
Yeah.
What's going on? So really, when you're fishing at night for big bluefin, color doesn't matter.
I've never been a color person,
yeah,
there. I think there's something to be said on a little bit of glow at night, but as far as color overall, you know, 9 times out of 10, I don't think it matters. There are times they get keyed on a certain color, and that's all fish, but don't worry about the color too much. So.
Yeah, for sure. What about calico bass fishing?
Ooh, that's a little different there. I think you have a lot more play into water condition, water color, what kind of bait they're eating. You know, are you fishing the shallow stuff at 20 feet, or are you fishing the deep stuff there at 80 or 90 feet sometimes? Bright sun, cloudy day is absolutely there.
Early in the day, late in the day, there's so many darn.
And do they want a fast retrieve, slow retrieve,
yeah,
creeping on the bottom? That one, a little bit more match the hatch for me there. If you're inside and they're eating smelt and stuff like that, fish something looks like a smelt there. So if you're outside deep, there's something, maybe it's got a little bit of red or orange on it. So.
Ah, okay. And so do you have a favorite color like a lot of anglers?
For a lot of years on the more vibrant, Halloween was always my go-to for a lot of years there. Other than that, give me a good bait fish color, and I'm pretty happy in the clean water, though.
Okay.
Got to be the clean water for the bait fish for me. So,
like, what would be a bait fish color?
Well, the first on my head is the blue grunion.
Blue grunion looks really good there.
Which has,
I love
like
that one.
A powdery blue back, clear at the bottom. So right up his alley, talking clean water.
And that's perfect there. And for me, even something in kind of, you know, like an anchovy color. I know you pour one with a black back, blue stripe, and kind of a clear speckle belly. That's a pretty good one for me.
Or a green grunion would be the other one, which is, you know, a solid brown back with a green lateral line.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a popular one.
All super fishy.
Yeah. And are you throwing the viejo?
I like the classic.
The
like something that's got
just
some
the standard 5-inch.
Standard 5-inch
there.
Yeah, because you get a lot more vibration coming off that tail there. So even when it's clean, I feel like you can get a little bit more interest out of that fish there.
And the kelp in your area has kind of, it's not disappeared, but it's on the minimal end.
Kelp's a small factor there. You know, we're fishing more hard bottom, stringers coming up off of the bottom there, stuff like that. We don't have that great big dense kelp bed where you got to be real stealthy and you know, maybe go weedless, maybe do that. You can fish a just classic bait exposed hook, especially if you can cast right between the stringers.
Right. What about the barn kelp area? Is it still scraggly?
It's still scraggly. Yeah. You know, I haven't been there for maybe a couple of months now in the summertime, but in the spring it was kind of scraggly, and that kelp wasn't super healthy. There's still plenty of areas to fish, but instead of having to drive around it to get to the inside edge, you can kind of, you know, just pick your nose through in your skiff and without driving through the kelp.
It's such a neat zone all through Pendleton and that whole San Clemente trestles
and
beautiful.
That inside edge, too. You know, a lot of people forget, but on that inner water there, you know, right outside the surf line, anything between 15 and kind of 25 feet, there's a lot of little rocky cobblestone spots that can be really good at times.
I think you're giving it up right there.
Yeah, you still got to find them.
You got to find the spots. Yeah. It's a big ocean, Corey.
Yeah, I know. I love it.
What about heads? How heavy a head are you throwing?
You know, something between 3/4 and 1.5 ounces there. Nothing crazy special for me. A little bit more current, a little bit more depth, 1.5 ounces. I like to let that bait sink a lot of times too. I think a lot of guys cast it and they're not paying attention on the sink. And if you want to get more bites, pay attention on the sink. Sometimes it's just a subtle change in the spool or a subtle change in the way that line's coming off the rod tip there.
You know, there's I go in the tackle shops now and I look at the wall of lead heads and all the different types. You know, you have war baits and blah 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 blah. And everyone is a little bit different, and everyone says, well, this one does this and this one does that. Do you have a favorite head that you like?
You know, anything in a classic tri-head for me, my biggest thing is making sure it's got a strong enough hook there. Because when you want to pull, you want to be able to pull without worrying about it, especially if you hook a yellow or you hook a sea bass or something cool like that. But on a 5-inch swim bait, just a classic tri-head is absolutely fine there. I'm not opposed to war baits weedless at times, but I'm kind of a less is more person on that. You get into some of the stick baits, you can start looking at some different stuff. There's like an owner flashy swimmer. It's got a little blade on the bottom. There's all kinds of different things you can do nowadays. It's pretty cool.
And those work really well, like for me at El Salto even, like a little bit dirtier water, a fickle bite. Like they don't... Like, they're not, it's not a reactionary, like, you know, speed wind in and getting bites that way, but it's when things are slower and it just that extra attraction and slowing it down. It works well.
And especially, you know, a lot of guys that are fishing the bay and the harbors there where that water's a little dirtier, you're fishing those smaller baits by putting something with that blade on it, you get a lot of vibration coming off of it.
Oh,
so same theory as the full-size swim bait where it's kicking. You got vibration. Yeah. You know, it's something drawing that fish
in. And it's such a cool little harbor, too. I hear from my buddies Doug and Eugene that fish it, and Rusty Brown. Rusty Brown, who won the U.S. Open in Lake Mead, actually fishes in the harbor right there.
At Dana Harbor.
Yeah. And catches spotties and sand bass and yellowfin croaker. And
It's a cool place. You know, it's a small harbor, but it's kind of diverse. And if you want to poke your nose right outside of Doheny there, there's some little kelp stringers and cobblestone, and you can catch just about anything there. So
pretty cool.
And then Gundy always talks about every Sunday about Hogan's and the Surf Fishing Report. You guys have some pretty world-class surf fishing right there in your backyard.
Absolutely. You know, we've got a lot of sandy beaches, but we've also got a lot of little points that create different eddies and different currents and stuff like that there. And it's diverse. You know, you can fish a beach that's got kelp outside of it. You can fish a beach that's just got rocks outside of it. And you can fish a beach that's all sand. And, you know, for the hardcore guys that are fishing 2-pound fluoro and hunting corbina, it's really good. And for the guys that are just going for the first time, putting a little bit of bait on a hook and casting out and sitting in the lawn chair, it's pretty good, too. So it's neat fishery.
I don't know, man. I think surf fishing, and I say this every time, you know, like Gundy, and I hear surf fishing. I hear you talking about it right now.
Yeah.
All I think about is grunting runs. Like, when is the grunting run? And it's just halibut, calico, sea bass.
So on the grunion runs, in my opinion, you'll typically see your chance at a bigger fish, your white sea bass, your halibut, your bigger calico bass, either on the edge before, that evening before, or a lot of times the morning after. That fish will still be kind of up in that surf zone and hunting around there for any residual stragglers.
I love it.
It can be really good. Good chance to catch a trophy.
I like really good.
I like really good, too.
Yeah. So we can find Corey down on the beach during before and after the grunion runs.
I've done a little bit of it the last couple of years. Just from Gundy's reports, getting all fired up. And I mean, I did it in the past, but I hadn't done it in the last decade or so, you know, and hearing Gundy, and just it got me fired up, just like Brandon at the tackle shop getting me fired up about chasing those Dorado foamers, man.
Right? I mean, what a phenomenal. Speaking of which, I mean, of course, you at Hogan's, you do long range, you do local, you do everything from bass to blue marlin, shall we say. How about that? You were like Dorado Central there in Dana Point.
That Dorado fishing was absolutely unreal. You know, we've had some good bites in the past, but nothing where somebody could say, well, I caught, you know, 5 today. I caught 10 yesterday. You know, we went out in my skiff and we, you know, kept 5 and released 20. It was just the volume of fish was absolutely amazing. And it's like nothing that I've ever experienced anywhere in the world. So it was a really special thing to see, and a lot of people taking their kids out, and you know, they don't even know how good it was. It was kind of one of those fisheries there.
Like, you have no idea how great this fishing is here this summer. Yeah. And what happened to it? After the hurricane, it's like everything kind of changed.
You know, that hurricane came through and kind of stirred everything up. Didn't drastically drop the water temp, but it definitely moved the fish around here. And hopefully we'll get another little go around on them. They're,
water's still plenty warm, a lot of bait.
And by the calendar, it's still early enough by far. I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, historically, I can remember a lot of times that offshore thing, at least for us locally, was kind of a late September into early mid-October kind of thing.
Even touch of November.
Even
really.
Touch of November on the best years. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. So really just till we get our first couple big northwest winds. So
Which so it'll is a ways. It's a way that hopefully that's a ways
hopefully.
Off. And what's so weird about normally September, we have all these beautiful flat, calm days. We haven't had that yet. I think it's coming. It's going to be late Octoberish.
I tend to agree. You know, I can remember years where it's been a windy summer, and this has been a windy summer.
Windy
spring, too. But it seems like then in October into November, you kind of get some magical times where it's just sheet glass, go to any island you want, go anywhere you want, water's still warm. So hopefully that'll be the case here. Fishing's still been really good, but hopefully we get the weather to go with it.
Yeah, for sure. Now, Dana Point, you're right there at Clemente's back door, right? Do you ever like to run over Clemente, catch some calicos?
You know, it's tough for me just to take a whole day and do it, especially in the summertime. Yeah. Do I like to? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Don't get to do that one very often. There,
well, though. But you and your wife, Stephanie, run the shop. That's kind of your deal, right?
We're busy, and summertime's definitely the busy time of year, and you know, we want to make sure that we're there and doing our part for our customers. So.
Yeah. And you and your wife, Stephanie, run that shop. So awesome, really. I mean, that was just every time I'm in there, you guys are top-notch and so friendly, and the customers are happy, and you've got three employees in there helping, and their knowledge is fun and vibrant, and it's an awesome shop, really. I mean, that's coming from my heart, you know.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it, and that's the goal. You know, this fishing thing's supposed to be a fun thing. You're supposed to be excited when you're getting geared up to do it. You know, it shouldn't be like going shopping for clothes back to school or something where I don't want to do it. Come on in. Let's go fishing. Let's get you geared up and have fun doing it.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Everybody loves talking tackle,
right? Whether it's this new Eddie rig, it's crazy.
And surf fishing, long range, local, Baja. We haven't even ventured in some of his passions down in Baja and stuff like that. Going to be a great show here with Breck from Hogan's Tackle and Dana Point.
Yeah, we're going to have a great time, and we want you to join us. And the telephone number is 213-432-1090. That's the way to get a hold of us here on Let's Talk Hookup. Or you could text us via the app, only through the app. It's an easy download, super free, and it's just a great way to listen to the show in addition to texting the show. You can listen to the show, all the archives, and do it that way. In fact, I use it to listen to the show, period. For whatever reason, where I'm at, the station doesn't come in perfect, so I listen to it on the app. I listen to it when I want, and it's going to be your way to text us today on the show. So send us a text via the app or give us a shout, 213-432-1090. We're giving away kind of a cool prize here. It's a great time of the year to do this, too. Fish with Taro on the Liberty. It's a full-day trip out of Fisherman's Landing, and kind of a cool prize for one lucky winner there. We're going to flip a coin. We're going to have Breck do that at the end of the show. He's going to flip the coin, and it's going to go to either a text or a caller, and we're going to be right back, and Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to have more from Breck from Hogan's Tackle when we return on Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Lobster season is here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business. Promar, based in SoCal. Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have designed the most successful hoop nets and accessories on the market, including the new Ambush XLHD, 23-pound, 36-inch rigid hoop net, the largest allowed by law. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarahi.com.
Safe travel should always include travel insurance. This is Bob Dawson at Dawson & Associates. We offer many different plans, from one-year plans to single-trip plans. Traveling twice or more a year, an annual plan will cover most every trip that you make. Also, if you get injured on a trip, it'll fly you back home or fly you to a hospital of your choice, and it's worldwide coverage once you're 100 miles from home. So call me at 619-990-3068 or go to safariglobaltravel.com.
The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence, delivers the top quality, comfort, and fishability you look for in a long-range boat. Veteran captains Mark Pisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Once you go on the Independence, you'll be back. Call Independence Sports Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check IndependenceSportFishing.com. As the inventor and world leader in fluorocarbon, Seaguar has you covered with 4-liter choices to help you catch more fish. The label is Seaguar's thinnest and strongest leader. Fluoro Premier has a thin diameter with high break strength and softness. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions. From 2 pounds to 400 pounds, pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing AFCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, AFCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, AFCO fillet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet knives from AFCO. Any fish, any water.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And as mentioned, we're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing. Telephone number, it's yours right now. There is one open line. That's 213-432-1090. You can grab it right now or text us via the app. It's so cool having Breck from Hogan's Tackle.
Yeah, it is. In great. Studio. And talking fishing and
good time.
And Dana Point and that whole area. You know, he knew Mark Mills back when.
Isn't that crazy?
You worked at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing.
Yeah. Mark and I, way back in the day, worked together there in the office at Dana Wharf.
Mr. Excitement himself.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you
still
even
is.
Did report. You even did. Yeah, of course he is. It's Mark Mills. He that was a big wig at Iowa.
Yeah.
But you even did reports on Let's Talk Hookup on Mark and filled in for Mark, right?
A couple times way back when. I date myself even by saying how many years ago, but yep, I can remember doing that.
Yeah, that's cool. That's great. Hey, Costa, one of our great sponsors here, Costa Sunglasses, just came out with the new Jose Pro. And I put them on. I said, this is my new favorite glasses. They're sitting right there.
The Jose Pro.
Yeah. And it's named after Jose Wajeve, the Spanish fly,
who we
all remember, a great guy and great memory, and brought back so many great memories of actually doing a live broadcast at Jose's house in Key West.
How cool.
And I was with Dave Pfeiffer, and I was down in Key West with the Shimano group, and I said, hey, how about we do a live broadcast of Let's Talk Hookup from down here. And he goes, well, just come over to my house, Jose says. And so, I mean, that was like a great memory because that guy is such an icon. And, you know, so sad we lost him a few years ago. But he's always been a huge Costa fan. And they designed this Jose Pro for him, or actually the Jose. And then the Jose Pro, which adds a lot of new features to the Jose Pro, make it that much better. So check it out, the Jose Pro, my new favorite Costa sunglass. Comes in various lens colors, but it's a really nice lens.
Do you have Costas?
We do. Yeah. We carry Costas there. Super popular, great on the water sunglasses.
Yeah. They're
excellent lenses. For me, I like the Reefton's. That's always been
my
brand.
Oh, the Reefton, yeah.
But highly recommend those if you need a good on the water pair of sunglasses.
Yeah. Reefton is a great fishing sunglass. And I was a Rinconcito guy until the Jose Pro was introduced to me, and I was like, okay, this is it right here.
There's
so many good lenses, good styles.
That's hilarious because I'm not the geeky tech guy, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know the names. I don't know what I'm saying? I just love the 100% function.
Yes.
And solid, right?
Yeah.
That's all I need to know.
Yeah.
But I do know I wear black fins.
Okay. See? You do know. Now, okay. So now we get a little more technical. What lens color do you like?
So for me, standard all around every day, I actually like the copper lens because in Southern California in the mornings it's overcast so many times, and if you have a dark lens, they're gray base, you know, you're taking your sunglasses off, you're not wearing them, you're missing that polarization. But blue sky day, sunny, Blue Mirror.
Blue Mirror, yeah, for sure, especially you. Corey, what about you?
Amber, copper type of lens, yeah, for sure. Amber, yeah, for inshore.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
I'm gray silver mirror for the low light conditions, and then I like the green mirror and the higher light conditions.
Yeah,
for a little more vibrant.
For the inshore, that amber just lights up everything. I mean, it just enhances the kelp and the calico and the life that's in the kelp.
Yeah, but if you were a Jose... Well, heavy fan, check out the Jose Pro.
Sounds cool.
At Hogan's.
Yeah, come
on. Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, they just came out, so you may not have them. I got a kind of a precursor of it, but they're doing a big blast right now. So check it out because they offer a lot of new features, and it's a great.
You're going to have to look at them, the Jose Pro.
All right, let's jump into the phones. Corey, they're packed up. There's one line open. If you want to get through right now, have a chance to talk to Breck, have a chance to win a trip on Liberty, 213-432-1090. Let's do it.
How about Vinny? Vinny called from Carlsbad. Good morning, Vinny. Appreciate you starting us off this morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Speaking of Liberty, I'm actually going to be going out on the Liberty next Thursday. What size hook and what pound test, what kind of rods and reels? I'm taking my cousin with me. What would you take out there?
So is it an all-day trip that you're going on, I assume?
Yep, all day. We're going from 5 to 5:30. I've heard circle hooks. I've heard J hooks. I'm just kind of trying to figure out size and
so
like, fluorocarbon size. And
as far as circle hooks go, I love them for Dorado because, in theory, if that hook goes and does what it's supposed to do, that fish is jumping around. That hook's perfectly in the corner of the mouth, number one. But bring a little assortment on size. You know, you never 100% know what kind of bait you're going to get, and sometimes those Dorado have been a little line shy. So 20-pound fluorocarbon is what you might need to drop down to. Like a size 1-0 circle hook would be great. Owner makes a great hook, Gamagatsu, Mustad, kind of take your pick on brands there. Don't be afraid of a ringed hook, especially if the bait's not perfect. That way allows that bait to swim a little bit better. But have an assortment of sizes, you know, something on the smaller end if you have to drop down to with that lighter 20-pound fluorocarbon. And then be able to bump up, too, to some 30 or 40 or even 50 if you guys run into some of that bluefin that's still around out there in that, you know, bigger to mid-range.
And it's around.
And it's around.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So an assortment for anywhere from, say, like a number 2 up to like a 3-0, something like that?
Absolutely. You know, it'll never hurt you to have a couple extra sizes in the box there. And sometimes if you're not getting bit, nobody's getting bit, dropping down in size there. Of course, listen to what the boat's asking for because you don't want to get burned on too light a gear. But have those hook assortments to be able to choose from. That way you can match the bait. And even if you have something mixed in there on a smaller bait, sometimes if you grab a smaller sardine out of the tank and everything else is big, that can be the ticket to getting bit right there.
And the bait's been mixed, too. Like, there's been some 4-inch chovy in the mix, and sometimes I saw it was, not that I'm at the receivers all the time, but I saw in the bait well, there was, when we were on the Islander, that's where it was.
Right.
There was a mix of, 5-6-inch sardine, but there was also 4-inch anchovies there, too.
Nice anchovy. Yeah.
Don't fear the anchovy. If you have a chance to use an anchovy, everything eats an anchovy very, very well.
The 200-pound bluefin.
Even that'll eat it. Absolutely.
To the 14-inch calico.
So if you see one, don't bypass it.
Don't bypass
it. If it looks healthy.
Bigger's not always better.
Pin it on. Yeah. There you go. And I really like that Seaguar Gold Label because of the thinness and the strength of it, too. Like, if you go to a 20-pound or 20, even 25-pound Seaguar Gold Label, it's like the diameter of 20.
Sure.
It's so super stealth.
Here's what I've noticed with that, too. I love the Gold Label, Pete. And it's like, stiff, but it's pliable.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't, like... The other properties of the Seaguars will, like, in all the other fluorocarbons, when they get abrasion resistance on them, it gets cloudy.
Yes.
And the Gold Label stays clear entire time. You can kink it. You can do things with it where other lines will show the marks.
Yeah.
And the Gold Label just stays stiff and rigid.
Yep.
And I hate to use stiff and rigid. That's not the right term. But... It's
clear.
And it's always pliable.
Yeah.
I love that stuff.
Yeah, no, it's good.
It works.
It's that double structure.
Yeah.
For sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. And got a lot of great phone calls, a lot of great texts. But let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
Let's do it. How about Chuck? Chuck Holm from Dana Point. Right up your alley here, Chuck. Good morning.
Hey, you guys. Long time no see, Brick.
Hey, Chuck. How are
you? Talk about location. Oh, excellent, buddy. Excellent. Talk about location. Cross from Doheny, you know, you just get off the freeway, it's right there. And a lot of people don't know they have in-house rod repair. So if something breaks, you drop it off, you pick it up. And talk about family atmosphere, just so friendly, knowledgeable. Wreck, there's not a fish out there you don't know how to catch. And, you know, they just help the community. Being a community base like that, everybody's in there when you go in. You know, the atmosphere is just tremendous. And they're starting to expand again for the second time since you guys took over. You and Steph do such a great job. Just like, for instance, on that Gundy Gunderson trip when his place burned down, they gave so much stuff. It was bags and bags that they supported him. And what a good trip. That was, I don't even know how many years that was, probably 3 years ago. But, you know, they're always there.
You did a little fundraiser for Gundy? That's
cool. Yeah, we donated a little bit and tried to put the word out there.
Oh, that's awesome.
I mean, he's a good guy, and you know, you gotta try to take care of those people.
Help out the friends, for sure. That's neat.
That's
neat, Chuck. Well, it's time to get back in the shop.
That's right. Absolutely.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. I got a great text from Sid here from Santa Clarita, and he wants to know about Top Shots and your thoughts on Top Shots. How long... do you match the braid with the top shot? What's your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, that's kind of a big question, and it varies a lot based on application and based on even what boat you're on. For me, sport boat fishing, I'm not opposed to having a little bit of mono on there. I don't mind that stretch. Even on a calm day, you know, those boats are still kind of doing radical 6-8 feet up and down. So if you're pulling on a fish, having a little bit of stretch is not a bad thing in my book. The other part coming from the shop is, you know, if somebody gets broken off or they catch a fish and they need to re-rig, almost everybody can tie a hook on, and that's no big deal. But if they have to reattach their fluorocarbon and then rig that all up, that can be difficult there. So sport boat fishing for me overall, put some mono on there. Put 25 yards. Put 50 yards. You know, it's going to give you a little bit more margin of error. Private boat fishing, on the other hand, whatever you're comfortable with there. If you want to go calico bass fishing and put on 3 feet of fluorocarbon, great. Same thing tuna fishing, but you just have to know that in your rod, in your system, the less line you have after your spectra, the less stretch you have. And if you have, you know, straight spectra and straight fluoro, you have very little, if any, stretch. So factor in a little softer rod into that equation. You'll have a better success ratio overall.
I think that's very well
said. Really
set,
good
Brad.
Stuff.
Because most sport boats love that extra bit of monofilament.
Correct.
You know, like most of them would
prefer it.
I mean, they would love you hearing that, you know, and I mean, they'd love to hear that from you. And so that rubber band effect with the mono is what will keep that hook in there.
Yeah.
It's just, it's a huge positive.
And I don't think that there's any negative. And like I said, my goal is if fishing's, you know, happening and you're on a hot bite there, you catch a fish and they gaff it and all of a sudden you're, you know, you're looking around trying to find a deckhand to retie your fluorocarbon and retie this. They're busy. They're trying to take care of everybody else, too. So you want to set yourself up for success. This fishing is supposed to be a fun thing. You don't want to fight the gear along
right,
the way.
Exactly. And so, you want success to be on your side at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Good stuff. And so people can bring in their reels, and you guys at Hogan's will rig them all up for them.
Absolutely. You know, and tying top shots, it used to be you just spooled reels, but now with Spectra, you know, how long a top shot do you want? What's your preference there? And you know, we're always going to recommend a little bit of mono there, but bring them in, and whether it's 25 yards or doing a whole spool, a top shot's no big deal whatsoever.
Do you have favorite mono you like?
I do. You know, on heavier line, I actually am a big fan of Amoy Diamond there. I think it's as rugged as it gets there. On the lighter,
like when you say heavy, what's heavy?
Kind of your 50-pound and above there.
Okay.
Yeah, but as you get to the lighter stuff there, I'd rather have good fresh mono than worry about what brand it is, if it's real I'm spooling. But as far as brands go, that Iser Line Triple X fish is really nice.
That stuff's amazing.
It ties well. It casts really well there. Mm-hmm. It's still super strong there. But you know,
durable, it'll last you.
Durable, yeah. Not particularly expensive either. Yeah. So change your line out. It's a big part of success going fishing.
Now. Yeah.
And how often do you change your line?
Ooh, tough question there. As needed. It doesn't need to be done every trip unless that line's been, you know, annihilated. But that being said, if you've caught 200 pounders on your last trip, change that line. That line has had it. Your spectra's probably fine unless it's rubbed on the boat or been in a big tangle. But you just got to take a look at it. When that line starts looking chalky and kind of starts looking a little funky there, it's time to change it out.
Mono has weird property, really, because it's like that rubber band like we mentioned, right? And once it has reached its rubber band extension a couple times,
it's done.
There isn't another stretch in that rubber band, so it usually wants to snap.
It's done there. Yeah. You know, if every couple of trips in normal conditions is kind of a good gauge there, and if you went fishing a few times and maybe you didn't go for a year, it's ready to be changed just after sitting on that spool.
Yeah, right? So well said.
Yeah. You said something very important, fresh monofilament. Explain that.
So,
because, I mean, I got this great stuff that's been in my garage for 10 years. 5 years,
yeah,
you
right.
know.
Whether it's sitting on the service spool or it's sitting on the reel, it doesn't age well sitting up in the attic. It doesn't age well in the heat there. And, you know, it gets a lot of memory.
It's not like wine.
It's not like wine. It doesn't get better with age. You know, there's an age limit. If that thing's been sitting in the attic there and that heat on and off for 5 years, it's time to throw that spool out and start fresh there. But, you know, now getting back to Top Shots, if you're only changing 25 or 50 yards, it doesn't take much to change your line out.
Right.
You know, you're not holding on to spools. You're having to dump
buy a 1 pound spool instead of a 5 pound spool.
Yeah,
huh?
Absolutely. Or even a quarter pounder. You know?
Quarter. Oh, excuse me, like a quarter. Yeah. I was thinking the smaller spools are quarter pound.
Quarter
right?
pound. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now, does the Momoboy and the Triple X come into the quarter pounds?
Triple X does, and it's one of our very popular lines there. The Momoy Diamond, pretty much 1 pound and above. There,
one
a little bit bigger
above.
Stuff.
All right. Now, does the Triple X come in a heavier, like 50 and above?
Oh yeah, yeah. They make it all the way up to 135 for Iserline there. So
now, why do you prefer the Momoy on 50 and above over the Triple X? I'm just
rugged
curious because I don't know much about mono. So.
Just absolute rugged durability.
It
there.
Is.
It's a pretty hard line, which is not always great on your lighter line fly line applications there. But if you've got a big fish and you know it's going to be rubbing along something there, that's what I would fish.
Okay. It almost has Momoy has almost a property of a fluorocarbon almost.
Similar. Yeah,
yeah, very similar. Very similar.
Yeah.
It's a little stiffer. It's a little more glossy.
Correct.
And it's a little bit different.
It's a little different
and
not so good in the light stuff for me because it doesn't cast as well.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't. It's a little tougher to tie. But when you get into that bigger stuff, you know, you're not typically doing as much rigging, as much switching a hook out, as much casting there. It's
right.
a little bit more of a drop, a little bit more of a trolling application. But you can pull very, very hard. And it's got a high break strength.
I like it.
All right. Good stuff. All right. Let's find out what's going on down in the bar with a cast man, Richard Castaneda, Corey.
Yeah. We've got him standing by in Kamikatsu. It's not just the hooks that make anglers wild about them. It's the finest split rings, solid rings, made by Kamikatsu, too. If you are looking for quality swivels, Kamikatsu makes the best. And when it comes to assist hooks, Kamikatsu has you covered there, too, and with a wide assortment of sizes and types. See your local dealer or check Kamikatsu.com. And we've got the cast man standing by. Good morning,
cast man.
Good morning, boys. Hey, Corey, just a quick note. We filled the El Salto trip January 26th to
30th. Oh, so, that's as soon awesome. As you said they're going to fish with Corey, they jumped on it.
They did, right?
So far. Yeah, but I was just lying.
Yeah, because you're going to fish with Corey.
No. No, Dan Kirby jumped up on the spot. He wants to fish with Corey. So Dan will be fishing with Corey.
Pretty
but anyway, no.
Hey, pretty darn cool.
Hey, Pete, I just got...
Castman?
Yeah, I just got back from British Columbia and fished the Kaiser River. The Fraser River up there. And, wow, man, those tarpon are something else.
They're not tarpon.
Dr. Gary Furness and I. Yeah, I'm sorry. Sturgeon, yes. We had a hellacious trip. I mean, it was unbelievable. I was just hoping to catch one or two, you know, big guys. But as it turned out, in 3 days of fishing, we released 17. We had two that were about 6 to 6.5 feet, and the rest were 7 to 8 feet, 4 inches with the biggest, and yours truly did get the biggest one of the trip. But, it was fabulous. Plus, we caught king salmon. We caught coho. I caught a beautiful, about a 20-plus pound steelhead. And we were just fishing for bait for the sturgeon. And... it's amazing. They used the gills from the salmon to catch the sturgeon. I guess it's kind of their candy bait this time of year. And I was just amazed but the amount of salmon that were in the river. And, of course, the kings, the steelhead, and the coho were out of season, so I had to release all those. The only one we could keep for bait were the sockeye. And, of course, to me, that's probably the best salmon. I did bring home some. Sockeye salmon fillets, but I'll tell you, a fabulous trip.
I saw the pictures. It looked incredible.
Yeah, it was.
And was that out of Terrace? Was that out of Terrace, British Columbia?
No, it was out of Mission on the Fraser River, and that was it's about an hour and 15-minute drive east of Vancouver. And, we actually flew into Vancouver and rented a car, and then we drove to Mission, and that's where we met our guide. But, it's Lang's Fishing Adventures there. It puts on a really good show. Fish with a guy there named Colby. Young man, but knew his stuff. I tell you, that kid, for being 25 years old, he's way, way beyond his years as far as fishing knowledge. But we're definitely going back. We've already got that date set for next year, and definitely going to do it again. But get on with the Baja fishing. I just got off the phone a few minutes ago with Danny Talamantes, our charter master there in Loreto, and he said that since the storms have passed, there's so much flotsam out there, the Dorado are just incredible. Limits of Dorado, he said, nice quality fish, anywhere from 12 to 20-pound fish being caught there, and but just really, really good Dorado fishing. Same thing going down to La Paz. All that flotsam out there from these recent storms, the Dorado are just thick. They've also started picking up some wahoo out of Roca Montaña there, out of Bortos Bay. Not a lot, but they are starting to scratch them now, and along with a few yellowfin tuna. Moving down into San Jose del Cabo, same thing there. The fishing is really turning on, and, you know, we got our wahoo rumble going on October 30 to November 3rd. We've got about 46 people on that trip. It should be a great three-day tournament. And the wahoo are starting to show up there. So it's going to be a great fall year down in the southern Baja. So, if you guys want to get into some great fishing, now's the time to start thinking about getting down there for the fall. It's always a fabulous, fabulous time of year to fish down there. But that's the report for this week, Pete.
Yeah, we have our Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular in 2 weeks, so we're very excited about that. We have 65 people in our tournament this year, and it's going to be a great tournament. Always fun, and the Van Warmers and Eddie Dalma always do a great job of hosting us down there. But we've got a lot of cash prizes, a lot of great giveaways and stuff like that. It's going to be a fun time when we're honoring our good buddy Rich Topp at this tournament, because Rich was always a part of that tournament, and a lot of his family members coming down. So we're very excited for that great man, Rich.
Yeah, he's great, great guy, and he sure will be missed. Everybody enjoyed my time spending time with Rich on some of our trips, over to Christmas Island and down into the Baja. Always a joy to have with him.
All over the place. We went everywhere.
Yeah,
with Rich.
Panama. Yeah,
for sure.
But, anyway, well, listen, Pete, you guys ought to get some fabulous fishing in on that tournament down there. And anybody wants to book a trip into southern Baja, mainland Mexico, and all the other places we sell, give us a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casttours.com. And I'll talk to you boys next weekend.
Thanks, Cast Man. Appreciate that. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
All right. Hey, we're going to be right back. More of Brett from Hogan's Tackle when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing to the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. And we've got the man who sells the Shimano right here, Breck from Hogan's Tackle. And what's your favorite reel?
Right now, fish Italica. If you want to go bluefin fishing, I think it's the perfect reel. Depending on the size of fish, there's a lot of options, but few things are smoother in those bigger reels. Right?
Yeah, no kidding. And I tell you what, it's got the power. It's a lightweight reel. What's your favorite size for bluefin?
Depends on the size of the bluefin there. Overall, right now, if you had Italica 20, you're pretty much set up for most things. If you want to go catch the fish of your lifetime, one of those big 200-plus, or you want to go kite fishing off your skiff, Talca 50.
Yeah. Done. The beast.
Done.
Yeah. The fish is done.
Done.
Yeah, you hook them out of that 50, just turn the handle, right?
Turn the handle, and you can hold it. It's not a cumbersome, heavy reel. No. It doesn't have a lot of wobble on it, so.
Yeah, awesome. So, Talca reels at your local Shimano dealer. Check it out.
On your next fishing trip, you want to maximize your catching power by using the best jigs available. That's why you need Sea Falcon. These handmade Japan brand certified lures will take your fishing and catching to the next level. All Sea Falcon jigs and plugs are hand-painted in Japan, utilizing the highest level of quality and attention to detail. Gamakatsu's premium assist hooks are ideal to pair with Sea Falcon lures. For knife jigs, short jigs, poppers, and plugs, Sea Falcon lures get it done. Check SeaFalconUSA.com. The Islander out of Fisherman's Landing has some exciting news. Due to a recent schedule change, they have added several new trips September through November. The Islander has been sold out all season, so now you have the opportunity to get on a day and one half or 3-day trip now in prime time aboard one of the top boats in the fleet. All trips include fantastic meals, stateroom accommodations, and a top-notch fishing experience. Book your fall trip now on the Islander at fishermanslanding.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. We're having so much fun in studio with Breck from Hogan's Tackle.
Yeah.
Just awesome tackle shop.
Yeah.
And if you want to join us, 213, there is one open line right now. You ready? 213-432-1090. It's yours right now.
Yeah.
Or you could text us via the app.
Yeah, for sure. Go by. If you're going to the Newport Beach Surf Championship, go by and say hi to our buddy Bob Hoos. He's in the Costa booth there and showing off the new Jose Pro and your favorite, the Reefton, and
nice
and such like that. So go by and say hi to Bob, and Bob's always got a story for you, too.
Bob will tell you a story. There's no question.
And he'll tell you about some good marlin fishing going on, too. So go by and check it out. Hey, Jeff from Costa Mesa has a follow-up on our talk about the Costa Pros. He says, my last pair of Costas were old, brand-new Jose Wahebis, or the Jose, and I gave them to my Panguero Martin in Loretto last year. I can't wait to get a new pair. Thanks for the tip. I might add, you know, when you give a pair of sunglasses to a guy in Baja, it's like giving them gold.
It is.
Oh, yeah. So if you have an extra pair of sunglasses, I always take an extra pair down.
Your older pair, too.
Yeah,
you know what
exactly.
I mean? Yeah.
And if you have an extra pair, give them to your Panguero, your captain down there, and it's like they'll remember you forever.
Yes, they will.
Like that little scratch or whatever that bothers you is still like 100%.
Oh, yeah. Because they go through them down there.
Yeah. And a necessity.
Yes, absolutely.
Baja's a harsh environment.
Yes.
Without sunglasses, I don't know if I'd survive down
there. For sure. Yeah, for sure. Well, hey, if you want to get through, 213-432-1090. Corey, you have a good one there, huh?
Yes, actually comes from Devo in San Clemente, and thank you for sending the text via the app there. And Devo wants to know, he says, you have such an amazing shop. I notice you are in the middle of a remodel. What are your plans with the extra square footage? I just inquiring.
Well, you know, we're a pretty small shop square footage-wise, and we needed a little bit more both workspace and retail space, so we were able to get a little bit of the next-door unit. You know, summertime, we just opened up a wall here recently, so come winter when things slow down a little bit, we'll reconfigure and try to make it both nicer for the customer and more functional for us on kind of the back end of things there.
Yeah, that'd places
nice.
To kind of store products to work in, do some rigging.
More rigging, more line. You know, we can, just like you said, store that product there, but just a little bit more space even to work with a customer if we're doing something more technical one-on-one.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Such a cool area for a shop, really. I mean, it really isn't that, like, the first one that comes to mind going south is Pacific Coast. You know, that's kind of the closest going south.
Yeah.
And the other way would be like the Longfin, really.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
And you're right there. It's behind the Carl's Jr., right?
Yeah. Right on the way to Dana Point Harbor, you get off the freeway, and we're, you know, probably about a quarter mile from Dana Point Harbor.
So you're on the way.
Right on the way.
Just turn into that shopping center. You see Hogan's right in there.
Come on in. You know, whether you're going to your boat or you're coming off at the end of the day, come on, stop in. Say hi.
Getting your morning breakfast burrito at the taco shop right there.
Yeah. Go to A's Burgers there. Get a little, ham and egg burrito there. It's a perfect program.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Well, let's jump into the phone.
All right. How about Jerry? Jerry calling from Pyramid Lake. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing?
Jerry,
you're at Pyramid Lake
right now fishing?
I'm at Castaic. I'm on my way to Ojai, but I heard your radio station. I actually picked you up right there in the mountains. It came up, and I love your show. It's great.
The Mightier 1090.
Yeah.
Yes. Anyway, I got a great fish story for you. Back in 1958, I was 6 years old, and my brother was 12, and we went on a charter My uncle, he owned Key West, you know, Key Largo. You know that movie with Uncle Humphrey Bogart?
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. Well, anyway, he owned that resort, and we went down there, and we visited him in the Florida Keys, and he took us out on a charter, and we did the whole thing where, you know, you put the line out the back, and you go, trailing for fish or whatever. Anyway, we didn't catch a thing, but when we got back, my brother caught a barracuda from the dock. That was kind of cool.
That's great.
Kind of neat.
Yeah, fun. Good old times. Well, have fun today fishing up there at Castaic, and thanks for listening to us on the Mightier 1090 all the way up in the mountains. Appreciate that very much.
Yeah.
All right.
And we were talking about Rusty Brown. Rusty spends a lot of time, at Castaic. Yeah.
Yeah,
good
for
times.
Sure. Hey, interesting text from Gary in San Diego. When fishing bait, I'm having a little trouble with my Spectra sticking to itself as the bait pulls the line and goes back under the spool, even when it's wet. And does this happen with certain Spectras, or do you know a cure for that?
So it can happen with certain Spectras, particularly some of the brands use kind of a wax coating, which sometimes when it gets wet, it'll get a little bit tacky coming off the spool there. Pros and cons to Spectra is it's thin, so it has less water resistance. It does stick a little bit on the spool, so this is where you get into that Spectra versus mono top shot debate. You know, some guys say, hey, the mono comes off the spool better, and then the Spectra guys say, well, but, you know, my bait can swim better with short fluorocarbon and straight Spectra. Fish what you're comfortable with at the end of the day there. Mm-hmm. It'll stick, and you got to kind of thumb that spool, kick it out a little bit, get it going there.
Get it loosened up.
Get it loosened up, and sometimes you got to feed it a little bit. So it's all working within your system, but the wax-coated Spectras will stick a little bit more.
They stick a little more for you?
Yeah.
Two things that come to mind. Yeah, I saw the same text, and it alerted me too, is guys think like 30-pound is heavy, right? And they think that the 50-pound would be too heavy.
Yep.
But if you're inshore bass fishing or kayak fishing or whatever, the 30-pound is such a skinny diameter that it wants to dig into itself.
Correct. And getting Spectra filled on your spool properly, putting it on tight, makes a big difference.
Another key.
Sometimes it's just a tough line to put on at home there because getting it tight enough without a machine can be real difficult.
Yes.
There. So that'll be the first and foremost cause of it there. But like you said, you know, you don't always need to go crazy heavy, and you don't always need to go crazy light on your Spectra, too. It's totally an anomaly when we think about, well, I'm fishing 25-pound mono, but I've got 65-pound Spectra, which is thinner than the mono.
Right, exactly. So it's kind of weird. The other thing that alerted me, too, is when I'm inshore and I'm making 1,000 casts a day, think about it. Your lure makes, like, every time it hits a water and then comes upright, it makes a revolution.
Yep.
After 1,000 casts,
yep.
You now have 1,000 revolutions in your line, potentially. And so that actually creates like a wrought iron twist, and it will grab itself and be the biggest pain in your rear if you do not get it out of there. So I try to do it without any line on there. I let it out, wind it back in several times, tight between my fingers.
Yep.
To get that twist out.
And you really notice that in Spectra. Mono, not really a big issue there, but like you said, you're fishing that Spectra to your, you know, short fluorocarbon top shot, and all of a sudden, you know, you look up above your connection and it looks like a twisted piece of wrought iron.
Exactly.
There. You're going, what happened?
Yeah.
Best way, like you said, cut everything off, boat in gear, drag it behind the boat, put a little tension, it'll unravel itself. Everything's got to be off that line. Wind it back on tight. That's just kind of a maintenance thing that you would do to preserve it.
Absolutely. Very well said.
You know, one thing I'll mention about Spectra sticking is I've switched a lot of my gear to the PowerPro Max Quattro.
Sure.
PowerPro Max Quattro does not stick.
Correct.
It really, it's a great line, and you can go bigger, like Corey was talking. Right. You can go to 65-pound because it's the diameter of 40 or 50-pound and still be much better off. So you might try that. If you're having a sticking problem, try that the PowerPro Max Quattro.
Correct.
Yeah, good stuff. For sure. All right. You have another one there, Corey?
I can find one for sure.
Yeah,
absolutely. There's been a lot of good texts, actually.
A lot of good texts.
If you
want to
do that.
Calls. And you want to get through, your chance to get through right now, 213-432-1090. Have a chance to win a trip on the Liberty.
How cool is that, right?
And talk to Breck.
Yeah. He's giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty, fishing with Tarl. So this one comes from Big Dave and Ladera Ranch. Do you recognize the?
We got a couple of Daves that come in, probably there.
So he says, "Morning, gents. Glad to hear Hogan's representing today. That's my local shop, and they're great guys. Wait, I think you forgot Stephanie, right?
Yeah, okay.
Hey, we can accept
that. She's there. She knows.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart for sure. If you go in there, say hello to Stephanie. He says, I fished a harbor in Doheny in my kayak. Nobody loads line faster, he says. Question. Do you think north or south of the harbor is better fishing, or are they just different?
Just different, and I'm kind of a big water condition type of person, so it depends on. Dana Point's interesting. You know, we've got a canyon that basically comes right up just north of the harbor there, so there's times where, you know, north of the harbor it can be crystal clear, beautiful blue, and south of the harbor maybe it's all churned up and kind of dirty green. So to me, you want to take a look at that water condition there and kind of fish on the edge of where you can find good water and then current. The other big thing on our part of the coast
is current.
If you drive over a spot and that kelp's high and dry and straight up and down, keep going until you find some current on it there. That would be my biggest recommendation. So.
Yeah, good stuff. How? What are your hours at Hogan's?
So right now we're 9 to 5:30 here. Those are our hours there. We've cut back actually to 5 days a week there just due to staffing. But typically, you know, we'll get it done there, bring it in. We try to turn around reels same day or next day if it's a lot of reels
and
on the line. And
Sunday, Monday closed?
Sunday, Monday closed.
Sunday, Monday closed. All right. So Tuesday to Saturday.
Tuesday to Saturday.
You have to. When you're a family-run business,
you got to have some time, huh?
Yeah, well, and you know, the last few years, we kind of needed a day just to make sure that we've got product for our customers, too. That's kept us on our toes.
Is it getting better?
Yes and no. Some segments are better and some segments are not. I think we'll see this on and off here for at least another year. I would be surprised if it's not. But, you know, it's just part of it. Keeps it interesting.
It's kind of a good problem to have, but yet it's horrible. But the fishing and the sales kind of dictate it on the good end.
Yeah, and there's product available. It's just sometimes there's certain things that you just can't get, and you always kind of feel bad telling your customer, they're back ordered. Well, but they were back ordered last week. They've been back ordered for 7 months. But you know, fortunately, there's enough available that maybe it's not the exact brand of hook you want, but there's another substitute there. So we can normally ebb and flow with it there.
Yeah, for sure. Very nicely said. Hey, we're going to be right back. We're going to return more from Breck from Hogan's. We have fish reports and more coming up on Let's Talk Hookup App, the Mightier 1090 and ESPN Radio.
Rock Cod Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Truett West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it: fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get in Rancho Leonero. We love families.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flatfall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flatfall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.